Maurice Kelly,
yeah.
It's lovely being here in your house, and
better
known to your friends as Sonny.
That's right.
And here in Walkingstown.
Yeah.
Have you lived here always?
No. I lived in Bona Breena.
And were you brought up there?
In Bona Breena, yeah. I came to Walkingstown in 1960. So the rest of my years was in Bona Breena.
And you were born in back in 1938.
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
So for the first 28 years or so. And what was your father doing for a living?
Well, my father was, he worked in the corporation for a good shoe. And then he worked in the quarries. And
that's the sand pit, is it outside?
No, the stone quarries. The stone quarries.
Whereabouts?
Blast out in Bona Breena and out in the Selby, out Kinney Key, up over Mount Venus. And that was it could be a life at that, and mostly the building.
And what was your mother's maiden name?
Sarah Collins.
And where did she come from?
Bona Breena.
Oh, right. Was there many of you in the family?
There was three girls, and there was three lads. Winnie, Shea, myself, Mona, Nuala. Nuala worked in Orney, and Mona worked in Orney's. It was known as Orney's then. And Shea worked for a short while, the youngest brother. The oldest girl died when she was very young, she was 14.
And can you tell me how, why Orney's? Why didn't you go looking for a job elsewhere?
Well, Orney's was a very, if you got into Orney's, you were very satisfied with your lot. It was a good job to work in Orney's, and it wasn't easy to get into. They had, in my early days in Tallaght, as a young man, you would have maybe, well, you had very little, you'd what became Johnson & Johnson's was Mincemeat Joe, Redbreast earlier, and you had Glen Abbey, and of course Orney's was the big place. And as I said, if you got in there, you were very satisfied with your lot.
And so at what age have left school and gone in?
I left school as 14. I worked in Orla College for 2 years in the garden. I was going to go at the garden, and then got the chance to get into Orney's. I was near enough to 70 and went in there for 2.5 years. Out of them for about 2 years and back in, and the end of 58, yeah. And to the time it closed, 1981.
Mm-hmm. So most of your working life was in there.
Very much, yeah.
And before we go on to that, were you the youngest in the family, or were you in...
I was the second youngest of the lads.
Yeah. So they were in before you were?
The brother didn't work in Orney's. The youngest brother worked after. He came in after me. But he wasn't as long as myself in it. He was in the garage and transport end of it.
But would it have helped having another member of the family in
Orney's? I suppose you were judged. A terrible lot of the people, they were all families. And talking about Peter, and you'll find out from him,
this is Peter Lawless, now another lad working there. Yeah.
His, as far as I know, two of his sisters worked in it. And then you had the Steins, there's three or four of them girls. And Peter and Tom at different times worked in it.
Yeah, but it was a huge staff.
At one time, it was over 900 people in it.
Probably the biggest supplier, employers
around
here. Oh,
by far. They used to go as far as Hollywood and Dunard to bring in workers.
And did they bust them in and bust them off?
Yeah.
Did they?
They did indeed. And
go back to the beginning and describe it to me. Who were the owners and how were they like?
People probably didn't feel the same as I felt about him, but I had a marvellous time for the old man, old Harry, the original owner. And as far as I know, he was we'd call a PC or peace, but he was it wasn't that in the north. They came originally from Orney in County Tyrone, and his wife, and they came down to a very where they opened our factory. It was an old British air base, and they started very small. He has a good shoe first. He introduced the white turkey to Ireland, as far as I know. That can be checked on. And, or she did. And they had, as I said, a lot of ground. There was, they bred horses, raised horses. He also bred, there was a grant for they'd put heifers like in calf, and there was a grant for that, and the place was saturated with cattle, apart from the factory. He had a staff of about 7 worked on the farm, and he had about 7 or 8 that worked in the gardens. Peter was in, the man that you'll be talking to tomorrow, he worked in the gardens. He was a great, he mightn't unwind, but he was a great man.